Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. You know, before they were legends of outlaw country, they were lost souls looking for their sound. Don't miss Mandy Moore and the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the rise of outlaw country music and its biggest stars. Hear how one woman's vision in her tiny living room, far from Nashville's Music Row, became the epicenter of a musical movement. Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in The Boar's Nest. Listen now at audible.com/The Boar's Nest.
This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
All right, so right now we are an hour away from my actual wedding ceremony, and we did not plan to do a podcast, but we have an hour to just sit, and we're actually in the area where the podcast is. We're all dressed very nicely, I do add.
It's the best we've ever looked doing a podcast.
As a group, and here who's in here, it's the entire group of groomsmen, Mike D., Eddie, Arkansas Keith, Ahmad, Andy, and Courtney, all obviously friends from all different years and you know, parts of my life. Eddie is my best man. So here we are, hour out. Like, what's happening in your mind right now before I tell you what's happening in mine?
I just see a lot of scrambling outside. People moving around in different directions. You were writing your vows.
I wasn't writing them.
Well,
I have known them. Shut your mouth. I have memorized mine. But here's the problem. Last night at our rehearsal, as I was just saying thank you to people, I got choked up. I wasn't even saying anything emotional. I was just going, hey, thank you. And I went, thank you. And I was like, oh my God, I need to have these written down, because if I get emotional, I won't be able to remember what I have planned to say. And so I believe in, and I think probably Andy can speak to this about sports, but I believe in putting myself in the environment of where I'm about to perform. So I used to walk in the backyard and go stand at the tree and be like, all right, this is what I'm going to see when she wasn't here.
Wait, you did this like the last month?
The last couple of weeks. I would go stand where we're going to have the ceremony, trying to envision myself it happening so I could be in control. And it's not going to happen. And so I sat in here and I typed them out, right? And so that's what I did. It took me like 15 minutes to type them all out. And I do think that's unfair of you. So you're now,
well, and then
you've
you
now been
back.
Demoted.
And
Andy, welcome to Best Man.
No. And then you came back and then you said, hey, is it cool? Is it long, shorter than 10 minutes? Longer than 10 minutes?
It's really long.
It's kind of long.
It's really long. But you go, yes, Andy.
I was going to say, by the way, we're talking about, like, Kayla was trying to get, like, she's like, how long are your vows?
Oh,
how long
are they?
You got to give me some.
Yeah.
She's like, 1 minute, 2 minute. And I didn't want to interject, but I'm like, I don't know how long they are, but Vegas has the over on a minute. I'm just telling you that right now.
We were driving back from the rehearsal, and Caitlin was like, okay, but at least tell me, are they like, I promise you, or is it like a story? And I'm like, why don't you just let me do the vows, and we'll just see up there.
Okay, you don't have to tell me anything, but how long are they?
She's like, what would you say, though, if you had to, like, best estimate? Keith, here we are. You're here. You're, you know, dressed up, looking good, fancy suit. How are you feeling an hour out about me finally getting married? Did you ever think you'd see it happen?
I did not.
Yeah. And why not?
Well, too much work and too much play and not enough Bobby Sears time. But I was wrong. How about that?
And what do you think about Caitlin?
Caitlin's wonderful. She's great. You couldn't do better, man. I'm just saying. You know, she's a sweetie.
Last night when people were giving speeches, Ahmad got up and had a couple notes, but then he kind of threw the notes away.
Right.
And then you just decided to go from your heart.
Right.
What did you want to say? I'm always curious about what people want to say. Like, what was your intention when you got up to talk? Because I had asked you, I said, hey, would you mind saying a few things? because we didn't want everybody feeling like they had to stand up and say something. And that's always awkward when we're looking around going, all right, do I stand up? So we'd asked a few people specifically, and you and I have been friends as long as just almost anybody in this room. Yeah. What was your intention with what you had to say?
Well, I wanted to kind of tell the story about how me and Caitlin spent some time and how I got to know her and how great she was. And then I also wanted to illuminate that you were just ready to be giving so much love to somebody. And I wanted to kind of tie it all up in a biblical sense as well. So I think I kind of got nervous a little bit, but like you said, I threw away the notes. And so from there, I just went from the heart. Everybody said it was cool. I saw you out there laughing a couple of times. That made me comfortable. Caitlin came up. She was like, that's so sweet. I was like, I mean, that's the truth. I mean, that's what we went through. That's what I learned from you, but that's what I saw from you when I first met you. And that was it.
And Amon really had to come through with that speech last night because he missed rehearsal completely at the wedding. Called him. We were ready to go. We'll do the actual rehearsal of the wedding. This goes here. And when I call him. Eddie calls him. He doesn't answer. I call him. He doesn't answer. I call him again. He goes, yo, dog, what's up? I said, hey, where are you? He goes, I'm chilling. And I was like, what do you mean you're chilling? He's like, I'm at the hotel in my underwear. I'm like, we're going on.
All right, right, right. But to be fair, I wasn't given any time that the rehearsal dinner was the different
Amon
thing
was
than
literally
the rehearsal
at
itself.
My house like 2 hours prior to that.
Hey,
he was here earlier in the day.
Talk about the rehearsal dinner compared to the rehearsal itself.
You were there for food, man. That's the main thing.
Right. But the funny thing is that when I came here, after I was here late, I get a text from you with a card saying the rehearsal is at 5. Mm-hmm. But I'm sitting right by you. So then Caitlin told my wife, oh, don't worry about it, because a lot of people on the Arkansas side didn't get the information they need to get.
I think you're making up stories right now, honestly. Last night we're driving back.
Saying what Caitlin said.
And Andy would not sit in the front seat, even though he's 6'4", 5", or 8", whatever he is. He demanded to sit in the back seat, let Caitlin sit up front. And as he's back there, he goes, hey, I just want to be honest with you guys. I was never worried about Bobby professionally. He's like, I don't worry about that. He goes, but seriously, like, I was really worried about him as a human. And as funny as that is, like, I think that was an extremely authentic way to describe how you have felt about me and even inside of our friendship the last 10, 15 years.
Yeah, and I don't know that we've ever had the friendship where we need each other's attention all the time. And so, honestly, like, how far you all have gotten, and it's team effort largely in this room with the people that work with you. But that was there. How psychotic you are about you have to do this and you have to do that, and you say yes before you think it through. That was always going to work on some level. You're kind of the opposite when it comes to relationships. You need a little bit of space. You need a little time to think. You need X, Y, and Z. So for me, the happiest part about this for me is you actually committing to like being a whole person and not like just kind of driving traffic through the professional side of yourself and letting that be your identity. I think having your identity outside of that without it getting too deep is going to be a great thing for you. And it makes me happy kind of looking in from the outside. I have a lot less worry because of this.
Well, and two, I mean, I saw in your early stages, because right after you and Brooke got married, you and I became friends. And I saw you change into a family like that guy that I didn't think I would ever see, you know, and, you know, to see you go, hey, like my kids, that's the most important thing. That wasn't who you were when you and I met at all. And, you know, I obviously look up to you in a lot of ways. And, you know, we talk about, again, we don't need each other's attention, so we don't say good morning in text. But, you know, for you to say that last night was hilarious, but also the most true thing anyone had said the entire night.
And I give you too much crap, so I actually had to qualify to Caitlin, like, no, I'm actually being serious right now. Like, I was really worried.
In every pair of Tecovas boots, you can expect handmade quality, first wear comfort, and timeless Western style. A great pair of Western boots will elevate a casual look or add a refined flair that'll draw both eyes and compliments. Tecovas boots are always made from premium bovine and exotic leathers, and with occasional resoling, they'll last a lifetime. The best way to shop for boots is at your local Tecovas store. where you'll be greeted by the smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. Come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. They offer custom branding and leather stamping if you want to personalize your boots or fine leather goods. And stay cool in short sleeve, moisture wicking pearl snap, or make your own shade with one of their classic straw hats, new in both men's and women's styles. And if you're planning to hit the road, Tecovas' ever-growing lineup of rugged and full-grain leather bags will get you where you're headed in style and are built to last decades. Visit Tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. Tecovas.com. And don't go gently, y'all.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When the Taliban banned music in Afghanistan, millions were plunged into silence. Radios were smashed, cassettes burned. You could be beaten or jailed or killed for breaking the rules. And yet, Afghans did it anyway. This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The danger they endured.
They said my head should be cut off.
The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, my first week of college, I wore my high school Letterman jacket from playing football into a communications class, and it was cold. It's the only coat I had. You know, it's no secret. I've only said it 10 million times.
I know that where this is going.
You know, that it's not like I had a bunch of coats. We didn't have a lot of money. And so I wore my one coat that I had to school, and this preppy-looking kid who played quarterback on the football team was like, "Hey, guy, we don't wear high school jackets to college." And I was like, "What?" He goes, "You don't wear your high school jacket to college? People are going to think you're a loser." I was like, "It's the only coat I had." And so the next day, I didn't wear a coat at all, and I was really cold all day long because I didn't have another coat.
You survived.
Well, that guy, it was Courtney. And so that's how Courtney and I met. And, you know, Courtney, him and I were stuck at the hip from freshman year of college until
Absolutely.
A couple years after. And, you know, I saw Courtney meet his wife and get married and have kids. And, you know, for you to be here today... And heck, I'm 41 now. It's not like I'm 19.
Hey, we are 40.
But you're 41 with a couple of kids and what do you tell me at this point? I'm about to do this today, 45 minutes from now. Like, what do you tell me?
There's no way to get ready for this. There's nothing that I can possibly say, I think, to completely prepare you for what's about to happen. It's kind of funny that you bring that up though, because I've probably spent the entire day reminiscing about me and you. And I'm not going to try to get too emotional about it, but I'm happy for you, man. I really am. To say, you know, Keith and talking about whether or not would this happen for you, I didn't think so. I really didn't. Carrie and I have been talking about it today and all day, and sorry about that. I actually did write a speech. I didn't know, you know, if we were going to do it or not, but I did. Just thinking about, when we get together. It's so weird because, you know, you and I really aren't this emotional, right? Like, we don't really show our emotions. We're kind of tough guys. And things like this, these big events, right, like this, it kind of, it brings it out at times, right? And I guess I'm just having this moment right now, but I thought about probably the three times in our lives that you've really shown me emotion. And
the first time that I was thinking about was when you got hired on at Kiss FM. And you were going to leave the queue to go to Austin. And there was this huge ice storm at that time. I don't know if anyone remembers it. Even Austin saw ice, I think, that year. And Bobby needed someone to help him move from Arkansas to Austin. And he asked me to do it. And I'm just like, Bobby, it's impossible. There's no way we're going to get this done, right? But he gives me this look. And it's really hard for me to articulate the look that he gave me. But I guess, if you know, having kids now, the way I would say the look would be someone that, you know, like your kid, that first Christmas morning when Christmas is real to them, you know? And it's just, you know, there's nothing that they want more, right? And he gave me that look, and I couldn't tell him no. And I didn't know how we were going to get there, but I asked my dad if we could borrow his trailer. I told him what it was for. And, you know, he's like, all right, man, you know, I know how much of a friend he is to you. And so we're going to do this. And that drive is like a 7-hour drive. It took us 21 hours to get there. And we didn't sleep. And when the relevance of this story is whenever you and Caitlin come to visit me in OKC, and, you know, I'm meeting her for the first time, you had that look, man. You had that look. And when y'all left, you know, I immediately text you because kind of like what Andy was saying, you know, our relationship, I know professionally how you are, but I know in relationships because your life's been tough, you know? And I know that you would overthink it or maybe even think that you don't deserve it, you know? And so I just text you because I wanted you to know that, dude, you do deserve it. Okay? And I want you to know that, you know, I support this and I think you deserve it. And I'm happy for you. I'm sorry, dude. We've just, friends for over 20 years now, and I know we don't talk as much, you know, because our lives, you know, me having kids and I'm in Houston now, and it's, you know, things are different. It's not like the same, but you know, when we get together, you're my friend, you're your brother. It's like I immediately go back to that place with you.
Maybe because these tears have already fallen, they won't fall later.
Yay.
That's the goal. Yes. Like right now, maybe the seal's already been broken.
And I had no idea this was going to happen. I mean, as soon as you come to me, you brought those stories, like it just overwhelming. You know, I wasn't expecting it. You know, it's kind of like what you were talking about last night. You're like, you know, probably every 5 years, right? And man, we've shared so much. You know, like so many first relationships, first breakups. I mean, we've had, you know, there were so many times, you know, like I remember just us, you know, just talking about, just sitting up, just talking about hardships or goals or whatever we want in life, you know, and it was always great having someone, you know, a friend like you that we could talk about things like that, you know, together for, man, God, I mean, how many years has it been? You know, we're going on like 22, 23 years now of friendship. I mean, it's, and I know that, you know, if I was having some kind of hardship tomorrow, I could call you up out of the blue, even if we hadn't spoken each other in years, and you would talk, you know, no matter how long you need, you know, that we needed to talk to each other, you would do it, you know? And dude, I don't think there's any more I could say. And I, no idea that was going to happen, but
I appreciate that, man. Well, Mike D, who's producing it and who is probably with me more than anybody else except for Caitlin right now, who, by the way, we're in this room, and I said, hey, Mike had a girlfriend and at the time, and I had a girlfriend at the time, and I was like, I'm going to beat you. I'm going to propose on Saturday, or a week from Saturday, and he goes, I'm proposing this Saturday. And I was like, you son of a gun.
We did it. It was right here when we talked about it.
He jumped me by a week. Mike, you are the newest kind of member of this very close brotherhood, you know, that is all of us. And, you know, the same, I guess the one common theme is that I'm not the best at being that communicative. But luckily for me, you don't talk much either.
I don't. I think that's why we get along so well.
But I just appreciate, you know, your ability, one, to just put up with me, but also, two, just to always be there. Like, if there is one constant person that is there all the time, regardless if it's a text or phone or work or, like, it's always you, and that I hope you kind of feel that same love in this room, you know, as I'm about to walk down that aisle. And, you know, for you to say yes to be a part of this group meant a lot to me as well.
I'm happy to be a part of it, dude.
And that's what he says. That's Mike right there in a nutshell. He's like, thank you. Well, listen, somebody beat on the door and said something like, somebody's on fire.
I think you need to get mic'd up.
Yeah, yeah. But, and this was, we were just going to pop in and say a few things because we were killing time. But I genuinely appreciate the words you guys said here. And you guys know it doesn't matter what it is. From me, you will always get it. And I know the same about you. So, love you all. This is about to be a crazy night. May not talk to you guys much more. Everybody keeps saying it's going to flash by and I'm not really going to get to talk to anybody except everybody, but just appreciate all you guys. Love you guys.
One thing, this is like your day and your night. Like you said, advice for tonight, do what makes you happy and not what you feel like you need to do tonight. Like say your hellos and say your old thing, but also take time to enjoy it with Caitlin. Don't get separated and not actually share the night because you're going through whatever people think the ritual of a wedding and a reception
show. Yeah, you're not working tonight, man. You're off tonight.
True. Well, I think we all know how.
You're not hosting tonight.
The last thing I'll say is, you know, we're having the wedding at my house, and I'm pretty sure that's going to be said publicly. And, but, you know, traditionally, the wedding is where you leave in a car and you drive away, and everybody wishes you goodbye, and there's sparklers and stuff. What I had pitched to Caitlin was that her and I have sparklers and everybody else leaves and then we just stay home.
Love it.
It would have been the most on-brand move of all time.
She didn't accept that, but that was my goal. We send everybody else away.
Well, even last night, quickly too. Last night, I mean, you truly Bobby fashion, like it was 9 o'clock. Like, all right, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay
and,
here.
And honest to God, we still have like 30 minutes left in that place. But I was like, we got to go. I'm going to start getting charged more.
So we got to
get out of here. So I ran everybody out. Okay. Love you guys.
I like to say real quick.
Oh, God.
Right. Go ahead. I mean, you've been like a brother. No. But I would like to say real quick, let the emotions come tonight. Yeah. Don't try to not let them or block them. Let them all come. Feel them all. Accept them all. And show Caitlin how much you really feel. And show yourself. Let it all out, man. Accept it. Be there.
Not as much as I did, because it'd be hard to get the words out, okay? So,
and yeah, as definitely. Always, this was brought to you by DraftKings. All right, there we go.
This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.